Hey girl, hey, and thanks for dropping in to the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Candid convo for the girl needing a lifestyle plot twist when she's deciding if it's time to switch, pivot, or quit. I'm Ayana Angel, a former sports entertainment publicist in New York City, turned traditionally published author with Simon & Schuster, who quit my old life to write a book, live in London for a bit, and explore my dreams to find my happiness and fulfillment. I'm here to help encourage and guide you through your plot twist years as your chief encourager and host of the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes if you have enjoyed listening to this podcast so far. And check out switchpivotorquit.com for even more personal and professional development resources. But for now, just sit back, open your mind, and enjoy the show. If you head over to switchpivotorquit.com, you will see that Pick My Brain sessions are now available with me, your chief encourager, Ayana Angel. They are one-on-one 60-minute sessions that are a hybrid of consulting and coaching. That is where you will get the best out of me. We can talk everything from digital marketing to podcast development to podcast growth, social media strategy, book publishing, marketing and promotions, DIY publicity, pitching, planning, execution, anything that you are thinking, hey, I could really use somebody to bounce these ideas off of and some expert advice in terms of what direction I should go in, what would potentially work, what might not work. I have an idea, but I'm not really sure about how it will pan out. Go ahead and book your 60-minute Pick My Brain session with me now. Hello, my amazing friends. This week we are doing something a little bit different, and I hope that you don't mind. I hope that you will allow me to experiment with you, as you know I love to do. So, this week I'm going to invite you in to a little intimate chat that we had on Instagram Live. So, I understand that not everyone can be with us live when we have these Instagram Live chat sessions. So I wanted to bring this conversation directly to the podcast. So we're going to drop into this conversation and just hear a bit of what was discussed last week. And I thought it was important because we touched on the idea of checking in with your people, checking in with your friends, valuing the time that we have and valuing people in our relationships. And because this was Instagram Live, you are definitely going to hear me saying hello to some of the people that were joining us live. So if you're listening and you were joining us live, that should be fun for you. You feel like you were there all over again. And we are also going to hear from a special guest who popped in on my Instagram Live. And if you're not already following on Instagram, follow at Switch, Pivot, or Quit. So it's very simple. It's just Switch, Pivot, or Quit, all one word, on Instagram. Now, our special guest this week was Amber L. Wright, and you can find her at talktoamber.com. She is a communication coach and expert. And I wanted to bring her into the conversation on IG Live because I knew that she would have some good insight. And plus, I just really wanted to see what she thought about the topic of, you know, loss and being there for one another and just all the devastation that had been happening around. And I haven't said it before, so let me just say it now. A lot of what sparked this conversation were the incidents of last week with the loss of life from Anthony Bourdain and Kate Spade. Those two incidents just brought about a lot of emotions and brought them to the surface for a lot of people and brought a lot of topics to the surface as well, especially concerning mental health and checking in on people and not really knowing when people are maybe not doing so well. So tune into the conversation. I hope that you enjoy it. And we'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming next week. So I wanted to pop in and chat about a few things, really. So this week has been crazy, right? In terms of just everything that's going on with people that we think are like these celebrities and have these great lives, right? But then it's like, what happened? Because something happened and they felt the need to in their lives. So I wanted to just pop on real quick because I feel like we needed to check in, you know? This is not my normal time to pop on a Friday. Normally I would have popped on earlier, but it doesn't matter. We're here now. Ayana Angel, Chief Encourager, and host of the Switch Pivot or Quit podcast. So today, I think we're all pretty like surprised by Anthony Bourdain and his passing. And I was saying, you know, like earlier, I was like, this is a very selfish thought, but I really do and did enjoy his program, right? So to me, I'm just like, man, who's going to take us all over the world now to not only see the different foods and make our mouths water for some of the cuisine that he would taste, but who's going to show us what's going on? You know what I mean? I think that you will find that there's a lot of people that probably picked some of their travel destinations because of Anthony Bourdain. So that's the selfish side of me. That's like, oh, man. But I understand that there was more happening and more going on. So and everyone is saying today and reposting this thing, check on your strong friend, check on your strong friend. And I've had people reach out to me today, which I'm extremely grateful for. And just thankful that someone thought of me and asked me, how's it going? Are you okay? Because, you know, a lot of people that are either in this life or observing this life, they know how this entrepreneurial and freelancer lifestyle can be. It can be stressful at times, as pretty as people like to make it on social media, because honestly, it's hard to not make it like that because you always want everybody to think you're okay, right? And that ties into what we're talking about with mental health and with not knowing that people are okay, and then people that you think have it all and have it all together actually ending their life because you thought that they had it together. You thought that everything was okay. That was the picture that they were supposed to paint because that's what society teaches us. And I've talked about this before. Even when you ask someone, hey, how's it going? How are you today? Most people, even if they don't feel okay, they answer with the generic answer of like, I'm good. Because you're supposed to be okay. You're always supposed to be okay. But the reality is, every day is not peachy. Every day is not okay for everybody. Whether you're an entrepreneur or a freelancer or you're someone working in the corporate world, you know, there may be days where management just stresses you the fuck out, or you want to slap somebody, or you want to crawl under a table because you made a horrible mistake and you just can't see how you're going to get from under that mistake. There's like all these reasons why, you know, people could be having a bad day or things could just like not be going great, right? But I wanted to check in with you guys because I want to see if you're okay. And I want to chat. So to my peeps that are on with me right now, how's it going? How are you? Like, really, how are you? And I say really, how are you? Because the reality is this life can be stressful. We can say all our affirmations. We can think as positive as we want to. We can do all the things that we're supposed to do to try and be okay. But sometimes you're just not okay. And I want to say that that's okay to not be okay sometimes, you know? It's okay to have your moment. It's okay to be thinking like, what the hell am I thinking? What the hell am I doing? Was that the right decision, you know? Oh, okay. I'm so glad. Mocha Mob, I'm so glad that you're good. I'm glad. Yes.
freeing she, it's going all right, pretty tired from traveling since four. Oh, okay. I can understand that. But I'm glad that you guys are okay. I'm glad that you guys are doing good. Because that's a good thing to be doing good. You know what I was talking to my dad about just, you know, all of the suicides and everything. And, hey, Whitney. And I was saying, I wonder if it would have made a difference if someone like Kate Spade could have. Okay, let me say this differently. I wonder if it would have made a difference in anyone's life who took their life if they were able to connect with someone who wanted to live, but might not, things might not be looking so promising. I'm good, Mocha. I'm good. Thank you so much for asking. Like, really. And that's why I was appreciative for my friend reaching out earlier today and asking, how I was, because if anybody has listened to the 7 Minute Sunday from last weekend, then you'll know that I recently had a death in my family, and that takes a toll on you. That's a lot. You know, sometimes one person's death can cause other people to think about ending their own life, you know? So, I thank you for everyone who reached out to me just to check in, but I am good, and I'm happy. I'm happy that I'm good. And you know what? I try to look at the little things too, because like the thought that I was having that I was saying before is, I wonder if it would have made a difference if someone who is thinking about ending their life had an opportunity to connect with someone who is desperately fighting for their life. I really wonder. Because I know that there's a lot of people who are potentially facing the end of their life, but they don't want that. You know, they really don't want that. And they're scared and all these other things, you know? And it's just crazy because I think there's just this, there's like this pressure. And that's another thing I wanted to talk to you guys about tonight too, is just like this pressure. Don't, like, I know it's easy for me to say this, but like, don't feel like you've lived the best years of your life up until this point. Like, no, you don't even know what's ahead of you. Take, for example, Anthony Bourdain. He didn't become the Anthony Bourdain that we know, the world renowned, like, chef who's traveling the world and everything until his 40s. You hear me? So many of us are out here like striving, like, by 25, I got to be the best that I can be. I have to pack all my greatness into these first 25 or 30 years. No. If you are fortunate, if you are, if you're blessed, you'll live a long life and you'll have a lot of years to be your best, to be your greatest, to shine. And you can really enjoy those years, and you cannot be stressed about trying to pack all your greatness into the first 25 or 30 years of your life. You know, a lot of us start to feel inadequate after a certain age because we're just like, oh, I didn't do what XYZ did over there. I didn't accomplish this. I wasn't Forbes 30 under 30 and all these things. But look, the reality is only a small fraction of people will achieve that. And that's okay. That doesn't make you any less than any of those people. It really doesn't. If anything, you might be more fortunate because maybe you don't have the kind of stress that some people do when they do actually feel like they've reached their peak publicly. Because that's another thing. When the world is saying that you've reached your peak, when the world is buzzing about you and talking about you, oh, that's another kind of pressure. So it's like, okay, if you are just beating up yourself and being down on yourself, it's time to have a little reality check and say, wait a minute. Life is good. I have a roof over my head. I have money in my pocket. I have air in my lungs. I'm healthy. I'm able. God willing, I have tons more years ahead of me. So like this life thing, I'm just getting started. I'm just getting warmed up. Like, watch me work, watch me shine, you know? That's how I hope that we can all start to think and look at ourselves. Because if you look at the other side of it, there are people who seem to be wildly, wildly successful, and some of the outcomes are not what we expect, right? So it's like, here we are being so down on ourselves and so hard on ourselves sometimes when we feel like we haven't accomplished what we would want to accomplish by certain ages. But here you have these people who have accomplished things that you're just like, oh, this is amazing. And there's still a problem, you know? DMR Fine Foods says, amen, avoid the comparisons. Absolutely, absolutely. Let's see what you guys are saying. Whitney, I'm sorry to hear that. Thank you. Thank you, Whitney. Thank you. Freeing She. This is such a great question. I think it can help. Often we look at our situation as permanent, not as temporary. Exactly. Unfortunately, everything is temporary, even the good things. And it's temporary in the sense that most things don't last. Most things don't last. It's just like life is... we're forever moving in this journey, and whether it be because we're moving because we want to or because things are just moving us along, that's how it happens. So whatever you think is your forever right now is not going to be your forever, you know, the good or the bad. But that's a part of that growth too, is just understanding that, you know, even the good won't last forever, even the bad won't last forever. And that's not to say that your life won't continuously be good, but what you're experiencing as the good right now might not be the same thing that you experience as the good, you know, 6 months from now or 6 years from now. So, Elsie Book says, yep, nothing is permanent. And Whitney says, everything is temporary. Exactly. Exactly. And that's why I feel like we should just really embrace like life, in the sense that, and I know it sounds easy to say, right? But in the sense that just being grateful for the things that are present in our lives while they're there, and not dwelling on what we don't have, what we should have done. And I was having a conversation earlier, and that's what a part of what made me feel like I need to get on here and check in with you all, because a lot of times people are just going through things that you don't even know that they're going through. And I know, especially when people are thinking about making a switch, pivot, or quit, or in the midst of doing that, times aren't always easy. You know, you don't always feel uplifted. You don't always feel positive. You don't always feel like you made the best decisions, you know? And that's the other thing. We can't be hard on ourselves about the decisions that we make either. It's like, look, you know, every decision is not going to be perfect, but that's you living life. You making decisions, you getting out there, you trying, that's living, you know? If you're not faced with big decisions, difficult decisions sometimes, decisions where you question which way is the right way, like, or even after you make the decision, did you make the right decision? Then, like, you're not really living. And we kind of touched on this last week. And you really want to be in a space where you're living, you're experiencing all that. And I think it's just so easy for us to get in this trap. Oh, and it's so funny because I was just actually reading listening to this book, The Art of Not Giving a Fuck. And some of you have DM'd and said that you've either read it or you just started it yourself. And I didn't get that deep into it yet. But one thing that he was definitely talking about today is getting in that cycle of when you're like, oh, yeah, I'm too down on myself. Why am I so down on myself? See, now I'm being down on myself right now. Oh, man, I just can't stop being down on myself. You know, it's like this trap. It's this almost like this negative cycle. And sometimes, it's helpful for us to just check in with self and figure out, like, hey, self, what are my, like, weak points? Where do I find myself being, like, really hard on myself? And things of that nature, to where you can pull out and figure out, like, and call out some of the things that may creep up so that you can address them before they even start to creep up, you know? Amanda says, I'm in the process of reading it now. Oh, good. I love that, like, so many people are actually reading this right now at the same time. It's pretty awesome. It's almost like we have a book club, but not. But Yes, yeah, so I just got as far as him talking about this, like, negative cycle of thinking. And it's so true. Because it's really easy for us to get into this negative cycle of thinking. Self-talk is the most impactful. So true. Because we spend a lot of time with ourselves and in our own heads, especially if you're a person that lives alone or travels alone or, you know, just has like a lot of alone time on your hands, then you like are in your own head probably a lot. And sometimes when we're in our own heads, man, it could just get hectic and it's easy to start doubting and all that other stuff. Dina, I'm talking about The Art of Not Giving a Fuck, that book. I just started reading or listening to it, rather. DMR Fine Food says, yep, that's me. It's all of us at some point in time or another. I mean, to be honest with you, there are definitely days where I'm like, what am I doing? And you know, it's like I know what I'm doing, but sometimes it feels really hard. Sometimes it feels really hard. That's why I said I was really grateful for my friend who checked in today. Like, hey, how are you? You know? And we should all do that with our friends and our people. And that's, like I said, that's part of the reason why I wanted to jump in here tonight with you guys to check in and say, hey, how are you? Because I know that a lot of people, a lot of you, and a lot of people that engage with Switch, Pivot, or Quit are going through transformation. And transformation is not always easy. And it doesn't always look shiny and pretty. You don't always feel positive about it. And sometimes you question yourself, like, did I make the right decision? What am I doing? Was that stupid? But it's like I was saying earlier this evening in a conversation, I don't know where this journey that I'm on is going to take me. I can visualize, I can hope and wish, I can vision board it out, I can affirmation it out, all this other stuff, right? But I don't know exactly where it's going to take me. Nobody knows. I'm not like a fortune teller or a future teller, and I don't even care to go to one. But what I do know is that I'm not on this road by accident. So I don't believe that my God, my creator, would have brought me this far to let me down and say, oh, sorry, you're not going to make it. It's not going to work out for you. No, 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 no. I have no choice but to win. I am going to win because I'm a winner in my mind. I'm also very ambitious. I don't give up. And even if I have those down days, exactly, faith, even if I have those down days, I still have to check myself and I have to be like, or like an idea will come or I'll hear something. Something will happen and let me know. Nah, you, girl, please, you got this. You got this. You got this. So that's what we just have to keep tapping into, that spirit of knowing and believing in ourselves that you got this, you know? No, you didn't reach your peak. No, you didn't. The best years of your life weren't the years before when 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 years ago when you were in high school or anything. No, you are still coming up on some of your best years. You must believe that because the older that you get, the more that you experience, the more that this journey of life shows you, the better you become. The better you become. What did they used to say? Fine like wine and things like that, you know, because good wine is like aged. It's been around for some time. Exactly. That's what we're talking about. That is what we're talking about. Even if you have those days where you're just kind of like questioning everything, allow it to be. It's okay to question things sometimes. Then bring it right back. Like, girl, I got this. It's fine. I'm fine. I'm going to be fine. I didn't come this far to lose, you know? I didn't come this far not to get what I want. I just have to keep going. Just got to keep going, right? Elsie Book says the mind has to be trained to fight struggles, come from a position of strength. Absolutely. But see, that's one of the things that we're not taught. Some people may be taught that it personally in their household, but in general, in school and things like that, when we're taught like skill sets to be able to use in life, those are not the things that we're taught, right? it's how to be strong with our mind. We're taught how to use our mind, but not how to use our mind for ourselves either, to uplift ourselves, to be prideful and powerful within ourselves. That's not the norm. That's what some parents teach, and I hope more are teaching their kids that now, but that's not what, like, school and society is teaching you. Like, not at all. Not at all. Never give up. Never give up. Exactly. Let me see what else you... Dina says, you are preaching. This live is so on time and needed. Oh, thank you. I'm glad. I felt like I needed to come on and just kind of talk about this. Dina says, yes, today was really rough for me. The posting of folks passing away, my supervisor leaving, and I hadn't heard back from jobs I've applied to. I cried and reached out to folks. Oh, Dina, don't make me cry. Oh, gosh. I'm so glad that you reached out to people. I'm glad that you did. Oh, I'm getting emotional because we just never know what people are going through. And I was actually saying that earlier this evening, that sometimes what feels small to you when somebody else, you know, hears it, they're like, oh, that's not that big of a deal. But sometimes things just pile on. Like, you just named out a list of things that could get you down. So I just want to give you a big, like, virtual hug and let you know that we're here and we're supporting you and we want to see you every Friday on live and we want to love on you and we want you to succeed and win, and I champion your success. And I know that even though those people that you were looking to reach back out to you for these jobs, if they haven't reached out yet, give it time. Number one, give it time, because some of the best opportunities just really take time. You don't want to rush it. But also, anybody that passes you up, you already know this, though. That's not the situation for you. That's not the situation for you. You don't want to be in a situation that is going to eventually see its end 6 months or a year from now as well. You want to be in the situation that is so right for you. So, okay, you haven't heard from them yet? Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. I thank you so much for tuning in tonight, too, and hanging out with us. Because, like, on those rough days, sometimes you just need to be around people who get it. You know, you just need to know that somebody else gets it. And look, as much as, and this is the funny part, there's a lot of talk about social media, too, in this space right now, because we're all aware of how social media impacts all of us. But the crazy thing is, you know, it can be a good thing and it can be a bad thing or a difficult thing. Because right now it's a good thing because we're able to be together right now and just sharing what our day was actually like and the struggles that we're really going through, you know. So I definitely applaud you for reaching out to people in your life, in your circle, and saying, hey, today was a rough one. You know, there's no shame in admitting when today was a rough one. Like I said, from the top of this IG live, that's not what we're conditioned to do. Admit when days are rough, times are hard, our thoughts are in a negative space. But I'm hoping that we come to a place more where it's okay to say that. And it's not because you want attention. It's not because you want to depress other people and you're trying to be a Debbie Downer. It's because it's real. And if somebody else can hear what your reality is and then give some of their positive love or positive energy off onto you, it may make a difference. And sometimes that's the little difference that we need. That's the little difference that we need. That's why I wish that there could just be more compassion overall in general for people, because you never know what somebody is going through. You don't. And everybody has a different way of dealing with what they're going through. I don't think anybody saw all of this coming, but the more that we can talk about it and not run from it, I think the better off we are. Because the more we talk about it, the more other people who may have really been dealing with some real shit, and this might have been like really, really something that they were feeling, the more that they can say, I felt like this, I felt like that. And just make an effort to stay connected so that if that person is feeling that way again, they know that they talked to you about this before and they could come to you and they feel comfortable saying today is not a good day. And you can embrace them. And sometimes people don't even need to talk about it. They just need to say it's not a good day and need to feel loved. You know, sometimes people just need to feel a little bit of love. And I think that's what I was saying on IG the other day, too, is, you know, like showing somebody love in your own way, the way that you show love, or even in a small gesture, is sometimes what some people need. Like showing somebody love could be like smiling at them. It could be giving them a hug. It could be asking them if they're okay. It could be calling and saying, hey, I was thinking about you, you know? Amber says, we need the space to not be okay. Absolutely. And I think a lot of it comes from this ambitious society that we live in. We feel like if we're not okay, we're weak and we're not doing something right. And, you know, people don't want to be around weak people, and people want to be around strong people who are movers and shakers and who are just like so amazing. But everybody's not going to be amazing all the time. And sometimes you have to go through those dark times to get to those amazing times. Because you learn stuff too in those dark times. You learn stuff about yourself, about other people, like everything. So I agree, Amber. Sometimes we need the space not to be okay. And I think that that's unfortunately what the passing of Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain is teaching us, is that we need to talk about these things, and sometimes we need to be okay with not being okay. And we need to be okay with and more comfortable with someone telling us that they're not okay. I remember the first time I had a friend tell me that she thought about committing suicide, and it was like heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking. And I knew where it came from. She had lost a loved one. She lost a loved one. And it was coming from a place of just like, I don't know now. Like, I don't know what to do now. And she was saying that she was walking over this bridge, walking home, and she thought about just jumping. And I was like, what would I have done? What would I have thought if I had found that out, that she took her life? Oh my God. So we cried on the phone with each other, and we just talked about it. And I just, you know, I didn't even know what to say, because I wasn't familiar with that. That was the first time somebody said that to me. And not that I'm super familiar with it now, but I'm more open to those conversations now because they're necessary. I know they're necessary. I know they are. So I guess the best thing that I could say is create a safe space for people, for your people, you know, create a safe space in you so that if somebody is having a hard time, you might be a place of solace for them. You might be a bright spot and a bright light for them so that they could actually come to you, and maybe that'll save somebody's life. So we were just talking. I just wanted to hop on tonight because I was like, you know, with everything just going on this weekend, I'm sure like everybody was shocked by Kate Spade's passing, by Anthony Bourdain's passing. Just like, I wanted to check in with my peeps just to say, like, how's everybody doing? You know, yeah. Because sometimes people don't ask you how you're doing. And we talked about this before and really want to know how you're doing, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And something happened today. I have a lot to say about this, and I in times like these, I don't always comment publicly because I allow myself time to process my thoughts before I just
right.
And I'm glad that I do that, because there's so much commentary that goes back and forth. Everybody has something to say. When Kate Spade, right. When the news dropped about that, then everybody was like, oh, check on your friends. And then now today, everyone's like, you can't just check on your friends because that puts the burden on the friend. And I'm just like, y'all.
Right.
So as somebody who regularly advocates for staying in touch with people that you love and that you care about, some of that commentary was kind of frustrating me. So I said, well, how can I help the conversation? Mm-hmm. And so on my Facebook page, I had posted some tips, like, here are some things to do. So when you reach out, you have something to start with. I gave like a little script if you decide to call somebody. So I put five things: call, text, social, and hanging out. Because I feel like sometimes we really overcomplicate that. And it doesn't have to be a production. Like, my friend, Miss Rock, just joined. That's my boo. She's a good personal friend of mine. And when we get together, it's not some big production. Like, we don't see each other often, but whatever we do, like, we going shopping, running errands, and then we'll sit and eat lunch. And sometimes it's like, yeah, girl, I'm going to call you. And yeah, we're going to do. And then, you know, you just never do. So you and I just talked about this last week. And I thought that was so crazy, the conversation you and I had. And then now all of this stuff is going on. So I feel like, if anything, I hope that more of these conversations happen. And people really, because it's cute right now to be like, oh, check on your friend, check on your friend. It's like, but are you doing that when it's not in national news?
Yeah. It needs to be a part of our regular routine to check in with each other from just a human to human space.
Human to human. Yeah.
You know, because there's certain, and it was like I put in my Instagram post today, like, there's certain, we are all different people, but we're all made up of the same flesh and blood, right? Yeah. And there's certain core things that we all need, even if we don't know we need them.
Right.
Right. And love and concern and caring for one another. And knowing that somebody cares about you, that's some of the things, you know?
And you made such a good point just a second ago, talking about this, like, hustle culture that we live in. And, you know, I definitely think that social media makes it worse. And my friends know I am good for a drive-by call.
Mm-hmm.
I will be like, what are you doing? What's happening in your life? And I feel like this internet stuff can go away tomorrow. Like, I live a real life offline. And I just try to show people glimpses of my life online, but I live a real life off the internet. And I think sometimes we're forgetting how to do that, which means, like, LaDonna just joined. LaDonna doesn't even live in LA anymore, but one of the last times she was out here, we met up and had Jamaican patties, like. And I met her she's an internet friend, right? Like, when you're able to foster, I feel like we're losing the skill of being able to foster connections offline.
Right.
Because like my picture, that doesn't really mean that you're engaged in my life, that you really know what's going on with me. Hey, boo. You know what I'm saying? And I think that we're kind of getting lost in that.
Absolutely. And also, I'm just thinking about myself as you say that. I bet that there are so many more people that I would call and check in with if I didn't see them online.
Yeah.
Because we see people online, we think we know what's going on with their lives, and we think that we're connected, but really we're not as connected as we would be, you know, because we would call. We would say, hey, girl, how's it going?
Right.
What you been up to? And we would want the update and all of that, and we would have it. But because we see glimpses of what we think is happening in their lives online, we think we have the update. Guilty. I'm absolutely guilty of that. And I'm going to do better about that, because there's nothing like being able to get together with the people that you enjoy and that you like and just have a good time.
Just have a good time. And I don't want to forget to say this. I did an episode early in my podcast about how to answer how are you when you're not really okay. And it's one of my top listened to episodes. Mm. And I saw it happen today with the girl who did my hair.
Okay.
Her countenance was very low. She was sad. I could tell that she wasn't her. Mm-hmm. I didn't address it because I don't know her that well, but I could tell she was sad. And then I watched her. Another woman was like, hey girl, how you doing? She was like, I'm good. That kind of like forced, like, I'm good.
Yeah.
So when the lady walked away, I was like, sweetie, listen, you don't have to do that. And she was like, what do you mean? I said, you don't have to pretend that you're okay when you're really not. And, you know, forgive me if I'm overstepping, but what I do when I'm struggling and I'm not having a good day, I tell people when they say, oh, how are you? I'll say, I'm not doing my best, but I'm trying my best. Because what that does, it allows you to check in with how you honestly feel and kind of feel the freedom of being honest without telling all your business first. And second, it gives you this, it just honors the fact that you may not be doing okay. And when that person walks away, and they gives you a chance to search and say, well, why am I not feeling well? What's wrong with me? Why am I sad? What is that feeling? And she said, you know, I hadn't thought about that before. And then she said, thank you for that. And then she kept doing my hair. And then a few minutes later, she said it again. She was like, you know what? Thank you for telling me that, because she said it out loud. She was like, I'm not doing my best, but I'm trying my best. And she was like, I feel so much better already by just admitting that I'm not okay. And I was like, see, but we do that. Yeah. We perform. And yeah, girl, I'm good. When you're not really good, and it's okay to not be good. But sometimes we don't have the tools to articulate that without feeling like you got to tell people your business. I don't ask people how they're doing if I don't really want to know. I stopped doing that.
Wow, that's a thing too.
Because we just say it by default, like, hey girl, how you? We don't even say how are you anymore. It's how you?
It's just a greeting, but we don't really think about what we're doing and whether we really want to answer or not.
Yeah.
Because if someone were real and unpacked on us, then what do you do?
Exactly.
But that's also a part of why I'm glad that we're having these conversations, because I think we all need to be better equipped to handle a situation where somebody might unload on you because you asked. And you might not even be friends with them like that. Like you said, you're a hairdresser, but sometimes people need somebody, and maybe they don't need the person that's closest to them, because that's the person that they feel like might judge them or whatever, or I told you already, or da, 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 da. Sometimes they need to talk to somebody who is completely objective and doesn't know them and has no vested interest.
Which is why I go to therapy once a month. Hello. I go to therapy once a month and have been doing that consistently for the last like 2 years. And I do that because sometimes you need a place. Well, first, I think we all just want to be listened to. Like, we don't listen to each other enough. So most times people just want to be listened to, and we want to be seen. And when it comes to communication, I just feel like that's something that we often overlook when it comes to listening. Because if I really look you in the eye and I stop, I put my phone down and I focus on you, that allows you to feel seen. And when we feel seen, we feel that allows us to be vulnerable. And when we're vulnerable, then we're able to make better connections with people. But we are losing the ability to really just be able to focus on people. And so I go to therapy because I think so often we just try to push through life, and we just trying to make it, because life can be so hard and it can really bring you to your knees. And I'm a woman of faith. I love the Lord. And sometimes I still need someone who is trained clinically to be able to walk me through my stuff. So then that way, when I walk out of there, I'm more clear on what I even need to be praying about. And so for those 45 minutes, she lets me it's a neutral place. She's not emotionally invested in my life. She's not there to judge me or be like, oh, but Amber, you so great. You so smart. It's like, thank you. Yeah, but I'm also hurting. And I need a space to say that out loud without feeling like whatever, you know?
So true. So loving LaDonna, your friend said, what's online can also be perfectly curated to suit the audience like a facade. Yeah. And that's so true. And you know what? In my conversation earlier, I said, I was like, you know what? Your life is bigger than your brand. And we got to remember that, because so many of us are trying to be a brand or we are a brand. So that we're just like so busy worried about, well, what is that going to look like? How is that going to come off? You know what I mean? And it is so funny, because they said that's a part of the reason that Kate Spade didn't want her mental health issues or what she was dealing with to be out there concerned about the brand, that she sold, you know? But we got to be more concerned about ourselves than the brand. Like, absolutely. That's just reality. Happiness,
because all of this can go tomorrow, and who are you without it?
It's bigger than a brand.
Yes. And on a client call I had today, I told her, this is the client I was just telling you about a couple of days ago. I'm going to be doing media training with her. And I was on the phone with her, this woman and her agent. And we were talking about this meeting that we're getting ready to have. And I made sure to say, I was like, I want you to know when we meet on Monday that, yes, I'm a professional and, you know, I'm a consultant and I do all these things, but I'm also a real person. I'm a wife and a mom. I've got two kids. I got a mortgage to pay and things to do just like you do. And I want you to know I'm really low key, that you don't have to pretend to be any kind of way around me. And she was like, you know, thank you for that. She was like, okay, I almost could hear her breathe a sigh of relief, like, okay, this is going to be good. And that was important to me that she knew that, because I don't have any false pretenses. I don't need to be a certain way. Like, that's how we can really be able to connect, when you get to see me as a real person and I show you that I see you as a real person. And that's what I love about you as a content creator and as an influencer and a podcast host and everything that you do. It's like, I think your audience, you really give them something to connect to. Like, listen, this is what I've gone through, and this is the advice that I could take, that I'm sharing. Take from it what you will.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Thank you. Because it's hard sometimes. And I was telling them earlier, like, you know, everybody has their days when you're living in this entrepreneurial freelance world, you know, like, sometimes you question everything, every decision that you make, like all of that. And you're not always okay, but you're doing your best to be okay.
Yeah.
And you're doing your best to show up too, you know, because a part of this world that we live in, a part of what we're doing every day is just showing up, you know, like, yeah. And we don't always know what's going to happen from one time to the next. But the other thing is that, you know, I like that you said, I want to touch back. First of all, I love that you gave her that disclaimer and let her know that, because I think in this Hollywood space, it's so easy to feel like you have to put on and you have to be somebody that you're not. That's why you see all these celebrities like burning out and fizzling and all this stuff, because you get into this world, everybody's telling you how you should be. Then you start asking questions and asking people's opinions about what you should do, what you should wear, where you should go, who you should date, and everything else. Because you're worried about the brand.
Yeah.
You don't want to do the brand that you've worked so hard for and all these people behind the scenes have worked so hard for. You don't want to do it an injustice. You want to make sure that you do the brand right. So then you look up one day, and before you do anything, you have to ask someone else's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Is this okay? How should I do this? Should I speak like that when I go on this show? Should I talk about this or should I not talk about this? You know, all these things. And sometimes we get in a space where it's just not okay to think the thoughts that you have, or you feel like it's not okay to think the thoughts that you have and to say, like, actually, I feel like a failure or this or that. And sometimes that is some people's biggest thing. And I was having a conversation. We were talking about this earlier today. And the person was saying, you know, hey, some days I feel like, have I reached my peak? Am I, you know, like, early? Did it happen early? Am I, you know, am I a failure? Am I like, what am I, what's wrong with me? You know, all these things. And it's like, if people knew that you thought that way, you think that they would be like, oh my gosh. Like, everybody thinks that sometimes, you know,
absolutely.
Like,
and that's why it's human. So important that we don't covet what other people have and what they show us, because I was telling a friend about this yesterday. Instead of looking at somebody who has what I think I might want or who is where I think I want to be, instead of saying it must be nice, I'll say it must be possible, because one, I ain't trying to be a hater. That's first off. And second, I recognize, I always tell people, whenever you see someone who has or does something that looks really easy, know that they paid a price for it. You just don't know what the price is.
Yes.
So instead of saying, like, oh, it must be nice to have, you know, whatever, a husband or a house or this, many followers or whatever, you don't know what that the cost the person had to pay for that smile. Like, think, look at Chanika, for example. When you shared your story, Chanika, online the first time about everything that you had gone through in law school and how people were, like, deliberately trying to sabotage your career, like, I almost wanted to cry. I was so proud of you. Because people will see, oh, she's a, you know, corporate tech lawyer. She's doing big things. It's like, but you don't know the cost I had to pay to get here. And if you knew, right, you probably wouldn't want to trade my place. So you're just looking at the highlight reel, but you don't really know what went on for me to be here. So I stand here proudly and firmly at this place that I am in my life, because I know the cost that I had to pay. So when we worry and we compare ourselves, and then we feel like a failure because we haven't reached whatever milestones that we think we should have reached at our whatever point in our lives, that we're wrong in doing that. It's human to do it, but it's kind of like, I don't really know that I want to sweat that though, because I don't know what she had to do to be successful. How many nights she had to stay up late, cry herself to sleep, her husband don't talk to her, the kids acting a donkey. Like, you just don't know what's really going on behind these pictures. So that's why I'm like, let me mind my business. I celebrate you and all of the great things are happening, and I'm going to keep pushing to do my own.
And like you said, must be possible.
It must be possible.
Because that's another thing, too. You don't even know how...
We love you, boo.
And you don't even know how, like, when you say must be nice, how nice it is or not, you know? Because when you see people's behind the story after the fact, realize, oh, they were really going through it and I had no idea. Like, all those things. Yes, Chanika, I know you sensitive, boo. I know you sensitive, and I love you too. And I'm just as sensitive, so I have
to. We will be crying here on Instagram Live in my jammies.
Right.
Because
I was just tearing up when Dina told me what was going on with her. She said she needed this live tonight, but she had a really hard day and a hard week. And it was just like things were piling on. Her supervisor left. She didn't get calls back from the job she wanted to hear from. All those things. And I was tearing up because it just lets you know that sometimes you need to check in with people because you don't know what they might be feeling. You really don't know, you know?
And I think it makes a difference.
Right. And I think that if we sprinkle this world with more love and compassion and caring for each other, instead of sometimes our ambitions can get twisted somewhere along the way into that hater, negative type of thing. Because just like you said, your ambition wants you to say, must be nice.
Yeah.
Because you don't have what you think this other person might have. But the love will push you to say something like, must be possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you know? It opens the door for you now to celebrate that person. It's kind of like flipping that energy. Because jealousy is, we feel it. And I won't even act like I haven't had those moments where it's like, dang, I wish. But then it's like, well, by saying it must be possible, it's like, well, she figured it out, then surely I can too.
If you've made it this far and you like what you've heard, share if you care. That was corny, right? But anyway, I'd be super grateful on the real if you'd subscribe on iTunes and if you'd rate us. Definitely would also appreciate you telling a friend. Thanks for hanging out with us, and as always, keep killing it.